Good morning, 817 here on the Mighty 690. And it is time for our chat with Keith Beaumont of Sun Group at this time. Joins us on the line. Good morning, Keith. How are you doing?
Doing great this morning, James. How are you?
Hey, not too bad. I guess you guys didn't have too much rain up there Fredonia way, but we were a little busy last night with the tornado warnings and stuff. So, yeah, I guess you lucked out there, at least not having to deal with that.
Yeah, I heard about that. There's a couple other places here in the state of Kansas that I heard had some severe weather. So, we're getting to that time of the year. And so we're going to have to kind of be on the lookout for that stuff.
Yeah, that's a great reminder there. So, hey, what's going on with the World of Auctions over there?
Well, we've got some land auctions coming up. We've got one on March the 21st. We've got 157 acres there. We also got 160 acres that we're going to be selling in Greenwood County. We're going to sell those in two different tracks. There's going to be two different 80-acre tracks that we're going to sell that in. So a couple auctions coming up on the real estate side of things. And then also we've got some personal property stuff. We've got a couple of those coming up that's going to be good auctions that we haven't got put together yet, but we're working on all that stuff, so just kind of be on the lookout for that. Also, just had a new listing, I guess I'll mention that, here in Longton. It's a nice little two-bedroom house. It's been really well taken care of and remodeled in it. The kitchen's been redone. Walls has been painted, flooring, carpet, that kind of stuff. Check that out, too. If you are interested and have some questions, feel free also to reach out and give me a call. So that's kind of some new stuff that's going on. I've got a lot of other stuff. Like I always say, you know, check us out on our website. You can keep up with everything that we got going on. So,
excellent. Some good stuff there. I know it's a good place to look and see what is new and happening. But, hey, I know today you wanted to talk about a good topic that I think will be interesting to people, property disclosures. So, you know, what does that mean and, you know, what should people know about it?
Yeah, well, property disclosures are a pretty important part, I always think, to any real estate transactions. So, I did want to talk a little bit about those because I think they're extremely important. You know, home sellers face a lot of different varieties of state and local environmental disclosure requirements for different things, radon, asbestos, lead-based paint, mold, and other potential dangers. So when it comes to these matters, you know, real estate agents that are helping someone sell their property and sellers must disclose all of the known material and physical defects on a property. Disclosure requirements are, you know, the legal requirements that indicate what type of property conditions a seller has to tell a potential buyer about. So, for instance, you might be required to disclose that that your front porch has some water damage, or that maybe there's mold in the attic or underneath the house, or in, you know, in a room in a wall or something. But anyways, you want to make sure and disclose all that stuff. And Kansas has multiple different laws in effect regarding real estate disclosures, so you definitely need to know what your responsibilities are as a seller and, you know, in order to have the most successful sell possible. The last thing that you want to do is have problems later on down the road because you didn't disclose something and something came up and then, you know, you catch yourself in the middle of a really big problem. And that does happen. So, you know, these disclosures are a legal thing, and they should be taken serious, and they should be done. So, and if you're selling a home in Kansas, it's a good idea, I think, to get with an experienced real estate agent who can guide you through the entire process to make sure that you get all that right. So, because them kind of deals can turn into, you know, just messy situations, and nobody wants that. So,
Well, yeah, that's that's a really, really good reminder because, you definitely one of those things that you might not really think about necessarily, but like you said, it sounds pretty important.
Well, it really is, James, because, again, it's not trying to ever cover something up. That's the most important thing. Make sure you talk about whatever it is. If you know there's something wrong, if there's been an issue, air it out there. And that's why these disclosures are so important. If you've disclosed it and you've told about it, then, it's kind of off your shoulders, so it's really important to put that stuff down, even regardless if that's going to hurt a potential buyer in the sell of it. I mean, it's better to just disclose that. Again, you don't want to have problems later, too. So, and when it comes, Kansas Statute 58-30 states that you or your real estate agent on your behalf must disclose any environmental hazards that exist within your property. This could be, stuff like I was saying earlier, stuff like mold in the walls, that these things, you might think that covering it up or not talking about it is fine, but that might cause someone lung issues down the road. But just anything in the environment that, could pose a risk to someone definitely needs to be disclosed. You have to disclose anything, even physical, about the house, too. So the physical condition of the property, just any material defects in the property. And when I say material, what I mean by that is important. So any material defects also in the title, if there's, certain liens or something like that on it, you should also disclose of that, too. Most of that stuff like that we can find in title searches and stuff, but the most thing, like I said, is those physical conditions and different things that may be going on with that house.
Gotcha.
So remember, something that is material, and this is the same thing, too, really just means that it's an important issue to the property. So while there really is no specific list of what is considered material, just assume that anything that you know about the property just needs to be disclosed. It's just a good idea to just make sure it's disclosed.
And then in addition, I know, obviously I've approached it from, like a rental standpoint. I know if you rent a house that I think is like prior to 1978 or something like that, I know you have to sign the disclosure about lead paint. What about for selling a house that may have lead paint? What do you have to do with that?
Well, yeah. I'm glad you brought that up. So let's talk a little bit about lead-based paint. Until they found out that it was harmful to human health, particularly they've seen a lot of this in children. Lead-based paint, was used, of course, in a lot of homes, apartments, and buildings all across, the U.S. Congress enacted the Residential Lead-Based Paint Hazard Reduction Act in 1992. And this law requires the sellers to disclose the existence of any known lead-based paint in pre-1978 residential properties and to disclose the results of any testing for lead-based paint that's ever been done. As a result, the title X created additional responsibilities for real estate agents and brokers and property managers. So if you're renting something too, in the sales or the lease transactions, by requiring them to disclose, any information and ensure the buyer receives and reviews the relevant information on lead-based paint hazards. So you should be let known, anyone buying or leasing your property, that if it was built before 1978, that they should sign a disclosure stating that there's a possibility that there could be lead-based paint in that house. To be on the safe side. So, a lot of these little things that if you don't sell houses every day, you probably don't know, but could be very costly down the road. So, if you're selling a home and you're just not for sure, what you need to do, as far as what do I need to disclose, or should I hire an inspector, or whatever, you know, I just would advise you to work closely, you know, with a good real estate agent like myself that can help you and guide you through that process, because there's just a lot of little things that you need to make sure that you're paying attention to, again, to make sure that you have a successful sale. And I call a successful sale not just when it closes, but something that's not going to come back later to haunt you, that, you know, you can walk away from knowing that it was done right, all the disclosures were signed and reviewed, and you disclosed everything. Sometimes, you know, everyone doesn't sell a home often, so it's sometimes great to get with a good agent and get the help.
Excellent. Well, Keith, if people maybe are looking for a real estate agent and they want to get a hold of you and ask you some questions and see if it might be a good fit, what's the best way to get a hold of you there at Sun Group?
Yep. So my cell phone's the best way to get a hold of me. You can reach me at 316-680-5131. That's 316-680-5131, and we still have some openings too in our auctions. So if you're wanting to get something scheduled in on auctions, whether if it's land or personal property auctions, you know, just give us a call too, we'll come out and take a look at what you got.
All right, Keith. Well, hey, we appreciate you stopping on by here this morning, and I hope you have a good weekend. Going to be a little bit chilly, but hey, it's going to be sunny, so we appreciate you stopping on by, like I said, and hope you have a good week ahead.
All right, James, we'll see you next week.
Okay, sounds like a plan. You take care. That is Keith Beaumont here of Sun Group on the Mighty 690. We get to talk with Keith each and every Friday at this time. So we have a check of beef industry news up next, and then we'll be getting right back into Open Line here on KGGF.